From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a political question: who is helped, who is hurt by the debate over the Geneva Conventions?
First, though, defense contractor Boeing is the big winner of a huge homeland security contract. The company won a bid to install a virtual fence along the U.S. border with Mexico. Joining us is Robert Block. He's homeland security reporter for The Wall Street Journal. And tell us, what is the objective of this virtual fence? What will it do?
Well, this is part of what Homeland Security calls the Secure Border Initiative, which is this huge, expensive, comprehensive plan that's supposed to link technology and people in a way that it will give us control of our frontier again, both on the south, where it's concentrating now, and eventually in the north.
And I understand this was a fiercely competitive bidding process because the contract could be worth in the billions of dollars. What was Boeing's winning idea?
Boeing seemed to lock on to the idea that it was not just technology. It was they concentrated very much on business processes as well. So it was also how to get information not just to Border Patrol, but also to get it to local police so that they can coordinate their actions. The way that Boeing had set up its system was that it could give you information about people crossing in such a way that you wouldn't feel a need to run out and go and intercept them immediately. You could watch them, you would know where they would end up, and you'd be able to position your people on a major road and intercept them as they came to you. You wouldn't have to go out and chase them.
So are we talking cameras? That's what they want to do?
Cameras and cellular technology and image sensing equipment. It's an integrated platform of goodies. Part of it would be transmitted both back to computers at headquarters as well as to wireless receivers that Border Patrol agents would have with them, like a BlackBerry, in which they could see. One of the main things that they wanted to be able to do was to be able to give agents an idea of whether it was a moose that was crossing the border or whether it was a man. And if it is a man, was that man armed? Because often guys will go to intercept, the patrol will go to intercept what they believe are illegal smugglers, and it will actually be an armed private army from the other side of the border involved in contraband activity, and they will get involved in gunfights. So this will give them supposedly advanced intelligence. At least that's the idea, the way Boeing has presented it.
Well, what about doing something old-fashioned, which some Republicans have proposed, and that is putting a real fence on the border and manning it with real people instead of relying on high-tech gadgets?
You know, this is an enforcement issue, and part of the problem with our enforcement issue is that, you know, we have a policy problem. What Homeland Security is doing, not knowing which way the policy issue is going to flow, is they're looking at tools which will help the limited number of Border Patrol agents and customs officials you have on the border. People are coming here because of economic imperatives and some other sinister reasons. And those reasons, as long as they exist, people will seek ways to move across the border. A fence is a static solution. These are looking at ways to try to make the solutions more dynamic. Whether they'll work or not, we don't know. I mean, the desert is a harsh place to set up electronics and a harsh place to work. And a lot of things, as we've seen over the years in the Homeland Security, both in policy and in what they've rolled out, looks great on paper. But when you put it to the test, it doesn't work.
Robert Block is Homeland Security reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He is also co-author of the new book, Disaster, Hurricane Katrina, and the Failure of Homeland Security. And Bobby Block, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.